The greeting ritual, although it may look a little strange at first, is one of Isa's most beloved activities. For this activity, everyone needs to be in a circle. You can do it around a table, or you can just sit in a circle with no table. The leader offers their hands to whomever they're greeting, and it's kind of important not to force the students to hold hands with the leader. They may not wish to do so. That's okay. We keep making the offer, and often, even if a student is not initially want to take the hands later on, they'll often respond to this. In the group greeting activity, everyone then sings or chants hello to the student, repeating their name, and then they repeat this with the music. Then you go around the circle and you repeat this greeting with each person in the group, students and adults alike. And of course, you can also, if they're able, students can take over and become the leaders and greet each other and their teachers. The individual greeting activity is similar, but has a few differences. First of all, some students may not be completely comfortable with holding hands and swaying, although a surprising percentage of them actually are fine with this. But if they're not comfortable with that, you can try having a handshake or a high five that could substitute for some point of contact. Then the second thing is that rather than just greeting the student, the teacher can use this as an opportunity for interaction. So while making eye contact, they can greet the student, but then they can ask them questions like, how are you today? What did you eat for breakfast this morning? What's your favorite toy? What did you do this weekend? Those kinds of things. So they can encourage communication in this way. Then, of course, you repeat it with everybody in the circle. The students can lead it with their teachers and with each other. So this is basically the same idea as the group greeting ritual, except you're expanding it to offer more opportunity for communication.